Day 262, or September the 19th. Always be ready to progress. Our thoughts today are from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me, and what answer I am to give to this complaint. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. As the exile approaches, Habakkuk comes on the scene and is amazed that God is planning to use the unclean pagans from Babylonia to carry out his plans. Things are going from bad to worse as the people of Judah insist on disobeying God. Despite his many questions and doubts, Habakkuk remains faithful and right at the end writes these words, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation." He just knew that God knows best every time. And now today's action step. Despite his reservations, Habakkuk stays alert and ready to act for God. What a lesson for all of us. Too many times we are tempted to withdraw from Christian things when God has so much more for us to do. I knew a lady who was 80 years old when she was converted. I had the privilege of baptizing her despite an injury to her leg, which should have cautioned her to delay. But anyone who knew Ivy knew that she wouldn't. She often mentioned to me that she wanted to make the most of the years she had left. I don't know a better way to do this and be alert and ready to hear God's word than to regularly get into the Bible. Maybe you have already wasted years and now want to waste no more. Listening to this book is a great start. Get into the Bible and listen to what God is saying to you, then act on it. Pretty simple, really. That's not the same as easy. Over the past few years, I've become more and more intrigued by how useful listening to the Bible can be compared to just reading it. Listening as you drive or walk or even work in the garden. There are lots of styles to choose, but I still think the audio version of Step by Step is the best.